Morning, everybody. It's nice to see you all. Thank you, Katie, for reading. Before we begin, let us pray. Lord God, to you all hearts are open. All desires are known, and from you no secret is hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, so that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. I'd like to talk to you all today about freedom. That's it. And in order to talk about this, sort of before we get to that, I'd like to just note a common response to a passage like the scripture passage we read this morning. With this great long list of things that you are not supposed to do if it says, if you have been raised with Christ, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. Put away this, take off that, put that to death, right? It's a huge list. And then only after sort of all the negative things do we get to the positive things that you ought to put on instead. I want to start just by noting a common reaction that I think people have when they hear a scripture passage like this. I actually have been talking with Mrs. Reynolds recently about conversations that you all have been having in Bible class, some debriefing of chapel. And some of you have been very frank and I think brave to say, well, there are all these things I shouldn't do if I'm a Christian. Why don't I just not be a Christian? Fair enough. And actually, where I want to begin is by noting the sense of integrity that a response like that has. I think that that's an honest response, and I think it shows character to reject the gospel. If honestly you're saying like, well, if that's what you're asking me to do, I'm not ready to do that, and I'm not interested. Thank you anyways. And I think we too quickly, and I'm talking we who are do think of ourselves as Christians, are ready to say that if somebody is rejecting the gospel, there's automatically just something broken in their heart. And the only reason you would ever reject it is, you know, if there's something wrong in your soul and you're rejecting God outright and you're evil and you're terrible. Well, actually, there's some honesty in that. And that I think that there can be an amount of integrity that a person shows in saying, I'm not ready to do that. No, thank you. So I want to begin just by noting that that's a common response that people have, and that I don't have a lot of judgment for that, okay? But I do think you're rejecting the wrong thing. I think if we think about this scripture passage that we read this morning in that way, we have already missed the point, okay? And in order to explore this and to kind of see what Paul is doing in that passage and what he's trying to open up for people, I want to do a little bit of an activity together. Did that wrong already. Did you all just look at that password? You did? Okay. No, some of you did. I'll tell Mr. Dieterding to change it later. It's not my password. What I'd like for us to do together is I want us to see that what Paul is doing in that passage is something different, okay? And in order to see this, I would like to learn how to do something. So Lydia is going to show me, how do you say it again?
The cross.
She's going to show me... She's going to show me how to lacrosse. Okay, so this is a true story. I have literally never done this before. This is going to be my very first time doing this. And the nearest I've ever come to this is, have you seen those things that are shaped like a half moon that you stick like a tennis ball in and you throw at your little brother? Anybody? No? Or back and forth? That's like the closest I've ever, that's kind of like this, but much smaller and for children. So she's going to show me how to do this, and I'm going to try to learn. Okay. So Lydia's been doing this for, you said?
This is going to be my 13th year.
13 years playing the cross. So that's an achievement. Let's give her a round of applause for that. That's pretty great. What are we doing?
All right. So guys, just so you know, this is not a real lacrosse ball. It's an indoor one. Just so the front row, we're not smashing any teeth here. So, all right. First, what we're going to do is you're going to learn how to catch.
Okay.
Well, I guess you have to learn how to hold the stick first. All right, okay. So you're going to place, you're right-handed, right?
Ambidextrous, but with sports, right-handed.
We'll go with right. All right.
Yeah. So, sorry, I write with my left hand, but sports is generous talking about me, but we'll call it right-handed. Yeah.
Right, so you're going to place your left hand at the end of the stick, just like that, and then your right hand is going to go up here, and I'll show you real fast. So you're just going to grip it like this. Not going to be in the middle, not right up near the head, but it's going to be right about there.
Okay. All right. Excuse me. There we go. Got it. Okay.
All right, so...
Like this?
Yeah. And okay. What you're going to want to do is you want to hold it like this, so the... It's called the shaft. It's going to be diagonal.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Diagonal.
Yeah, so you're going to hold it like this.
Okay.
Yeah. And
forward like this?
It's going to be probably level with your shoulder.
Okay, level with my shoulder.
You're not going to stand back like that. Feet, yeah.
Like this?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It looks awkward, but we're going to go with it. So what happens in lacrosse is... If you want me to pass you the ball, you know, you say pass, and you're going to present a target. So what that is you say, you know, ball, like here. Yeah. And so then, normally the person's going to pass it.
Okay.
And you
should
try
I
to catch
do that
it.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay. Ball here.
All right. I'm
please.
All right. I'm going to toss it.
Okay.
And what you're going to want to do is, here, you can toss it to me first and I'll show you.
Okay. I kind of feel like that was a little bit of a build up, but here we go.
All right, so you're going to, here, ball. Yeah. And then.
Okay.
It's a little bit harder because it's not a regular lacrosse ball, so it's softer. But, yeah, what you're going to.
I won't know the difference. That's okay.
What you're going to try to do is you're going to try to catch it, and when you do, you're going to bring the stick back, so you're going to give with it a little bit.
Okay, so yeah. I don't, like. Punt it back.
No.
I want to receive it. Got it.
No, you're trying to catch it.
You hit it here, like you caught it here. Was that on purpose or like here?
It's supposed to be like in here. Yeah, I
in
had
here.
To.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of a myth on your part. Then
I had to angle. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Ready?
I'm ready. Ball here. Thank you. Okay.
All right, so now we're going to learn how to throw.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is, you said you're right-handed, so you're going to step with your left foot, you're going to plant it, you're going to take the stick, you're going to pull it back. All right, you're not going to try to beam it at me, okay?
Okay.
What you're going to do, don't do it yet, you're going to step, you're going to take the stick back, and you're just going to follow through all the way.
All the way? But gently?
Yes, and you're going to, how do I say this? You're not going to follow through where the ball ends up on the floor.
Okay. Okay.
If you want to add to the list, also don't beam it at the person.
Gosh. Wish you would just tell me all at once. Yeah. Okay. Don't beam. Okay, neither one of you. Okay, all right?
All right, so you're going to plant, you're going to pull it back, and you're going to follow through.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to do my best to catch it.
Okay.
Yeah. When you're ready.
You're so, supposed to say ball here.
Oh, ball.
Right? Thank you.
All right, ball. Ooh. All right, we're going to try again.
Okay.
Okay, so something that you did wrong that time is when you followed through, you went down. Try to release the ball when you're up here, but you still want to follow through.
Okay, so try to, how do I do that? To release
it? I have to show you.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just, we'll do this. Okay, so you might want to put the stick down so we don't lose the ball again. You can just catch it with your hands. Okay, so.
I'm ready and I'm thick skinned.
All right, so step
don't
with your left. I won't. All right, step with your left foot, pull it back, and you're gonna release it, but you still follow through all the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Ball. Yeah.
I just want to make sure I remember later. Okay, what's next?
Do you want to try to catch and throw a little bit? Like one or two passes? All right.
Okay.
All right, so for those of you who play lacrosse, or I guess maybe baseball too, but there's something called a bounce back, and basically it's just, it's almost like trampoline, and you throw the ball at it, and it's just going to bounce right back. So I'm going to demonstrate, and we're going to see if Mr. Fenson can do it.
Okay, so we need a bounce back. We've got one. So we're going to try this. Okay. All right, here we go.
That. All right, it should be good.
Okay. I need complete silence in order to learn.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to try this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. So.
Wait, should I be over here to watch?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll watch.
Okay, since it's angled down, or since, you know, it's not angled up, I'm not sure how this is going to go, but it's basically just the same motion as if you were catching and throwing. I might have to step closer. All right, so. Ooh.
That's much faster.
Yeah, you can do it slower, so. Oh, I might have to get the real call. for this to work?
I think we probably should stick to this.
Okay.
I'm a little worried that I'm going to break something.
Yeah. So, your right. turn.
Any tips?
Okay, so since it's, you know, since it's basically, I guess, perpendicular to the floor and it's not angled, it's going to come more at a down, so it's going to come down. So you're going to want to try to hit it up here somewhere. Yeah. And try to hit it hard, too.
Try what?
Try to hit it hard.
Anything I shouldn't do.
You shouldn't do?
Yeah. I just want to get all the notes at once. When teachers don't tell you what's right, it's really frustrating.
Okay, what else? Make sure that you're throwing. So since you're going to be doing this with your right hand, don't throw to the left of you. You want to throw on the same side as you, because if you do that, you're going to have to switch hands.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to stand for backup here, just in case.
Okay.
All right, so what you're going to do is the same motion, step with the left foot, and then you're going to release high. Just don't, again, don't beam it, though, or else it's going to nail something back there.
Okay, so throw high and hard, but without beaming.
Yes.
This is tricky. Okay.
That's why you got to throw it high, or else it's going to come straight back at the floor.
I was trying. Okay. Okay. I'm going to try this one more time, and that's going to be it.
That's why you don't beam it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you know where the ball went? Do you know where it went? Got it.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay, let's just try catch one more time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, remember, you're going to release high, but you're still going to follow through all the way. Okay. Are you going to say ball?
Ball here.
Ball. Ball here.
And you told me not to throw it at the floor.
You can, yeah, so what you do is you represent a target, you know, either you say ball here and you kind of,
yeah.
I guess, yeah, when you're playing, you know when someone's, you know, asking for it.
Okay, but then I can't beam them.
No. And you're going to try to aim for their stick right out here.
But I can't throw left. That's left.
You can't throw to the left of me. No matter where I present the target, you have to throw it there. So if I switch it up and, you know, I'm, say I want to throw left-handed, then you have to throw it here.
Could you, like, sum all this up for me? Just, like, it's easy. Like,
okay.
If I give you, like, three words.
Three words? Catch and throw? All right, so wherever I represent the target. Fair enough.
Okay, great. Thank you, Lydia.